ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. The Gemara begins, Raya b'mai, Rav Huna Omer, Raya b'edim, and Rav Chizda Rabba, Rav Huna Omri, Raya b'kiyom hashdar. The Machloikis is going back on the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel, Omer Aleph, where shtar is written, where a man gives all his nechasim away, and it's not clear if the matana was given b'teiras bari, he was a healthy person, the matana is kayim, or he was a shchimira at the time of the nesinas hamatana, and now that he's healthy, it's considered a chazara. Rav Meir held in the Mishnah that we considered a good matana unless the nesin can bring a raya that he was a shchimira, and Chachamim argued and said the opposite, that the person who's a Naisen Matana is the Muzik and the Nechasim, and unless the Makabal could bring a raya that the Naisen was a Bari and that his Matana is still Kayim, the Halacha is he can't be Maitzi the Nechasim. So both Rameh and the Chum agree that a raya must be brought. And the question just is, who has to bring the raya? The Gemara asks, what type of raya are we talking about? So Rav Huna learned that the raya is Be'edim. And the Gemara explains that the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chacham is the machlekes Rabbi Yankiv and Rav Nosson that was mentioned earlier in Av Kufnun Gimel Mebeis. Pashtus, the way the Tva and Rabbi Yoina, we explained in the previous year is, they argue whether you can be Maitzi Mamin with the Chazaka de Hashta. According to Rabbi Meir, there's a Chazaka that he's now a Bari, and he could, therefore, probably the Matana was a Bari, unless he could prove that he was a Shchimira, and he has to give the Mamin. According to Chacham, you can't be Maitzi Mamon. Chazaka de Hashta alone is not sufficient. The Gemara, that's Rav Huna's opinion. Rav Chizda and Rav Rabba Rav Huna learned that Raya means Bekiyum Hashtar. You have to be Mekayim the Shtar. And the Gemara explains that that Machlaikis of Raya Bekiyum Hashtar is in the Machlaikis if Maida Bishtar Shekosvi, if the Loiv is Maida, the Shtar was written, Tzarech Lekayimai or not. Rameir holds, once the Loiv was Maida, the Shtar was written, ain't a tzarech lekayimai. He doesn't have to be mekayim the shtar, and therefore we have a proper shtar matani here. Again, this is bitzirv that we go basa the chazaka the hashta, that now he's a bari, so probably he was a bari at the time of the nesinas hamatana, the way the Rashbam and the Rishayim explain. And the Rabbanan hold, moide b'shtar shekosvei tzarech lekayimai. He has to be mekayim it, and since he has to be mekayim it, until he's mekayim it, they can't be mitzi mamin with this shtar. And the Rishbam explains Raya Bekiyom Hashtar that the Seid Hadavar is because according to Madavar that Ein Tzarech Lekayim is that there is no Pesha Aser and there's no Migu, and mainly with the Chazaka de Hashtar you can be Maitzi Mamin. Everybody knows the famous Shaila, if a Pesha Aser is Stam Abdin Migu, the Boy Shasi could have been quiet, it gives it a strength over regular Migu, it's not the Stam Migu that it could have tied in a different Taina, it's a stronger Migu, a Migu the Boy Shasi. Or is Pesha Os Peshitter a Naya Din, a Din Chadosh, that a person's Neman to be Mati that which he asserted? Rabbi Chanan deals with the Shailing, Subis, and in Ismem Gimel, and Babasra, Is Tav Chavav, and other numerous places, and the Machane Ephraim also talks about in his Chazisuri Bia. But they bring a very interesting Nafgamina. There's a Machlaikis in Evan Ezer, Simen Kufnun Beis, if you have to be Matir Teich De Dibur or not. And Machlaikis Rishainim. The Shita of Ben Yoin is that you have to be Matir Teich De Dibur. And because he holds, after Techdei Dibur, there's no Migu. It's like a Migu of my friend, Migu of my friend, Amrina. We had this earlier in Naflamit. And the Shita, the Ramai, is that you Neman even Achik Techdei Dibur. Because a person's Neman to be Mati that which he asked. And the Achrainim want to be Taila that Machloikas is totally if the Pesha Aser is a regular Migu. If it's a regular Migu, so it has to be Techdei Dibur. But Shankain, if it's a special Heter, you Neman to be Mati that which he asked, then it would help even Lachik Techdei Dibur. Lamaisa, there's a diak in Rishbam by an hour sugya that it's one and the same. Because the Rishbam starts off and he says, Share loy, ain't kan apesh osu apesh yitir, share loy niskaim api ha noisein, the name of migu, migu. So mainly, yavi bal shtavi iskim matanosei. So it's mashma that it's taka the same halacha, the pesh os pesh yitir is midin migu. Unless the Rishbam is referring to both in yonim of pesh osir, and somehow there's some sort of a tziruf over here of these two kaiches. The Rabbi Chana's medayik, a gevaldik adiyuk, that the whole nidan in the Gemara to taina that it was since he was a bari he could is to be mighty mamin is only because you go bust the chazaka de hashta. The chazaka de hashta says that if he's a bari now he's a bari at the time of the nesinas hamatana. the otherwise, if nafil chazaka dehashta, then he could taina that he was a shchivira. And since he was a shchivira, his amad, his chayzer, and the matana is not a good matana. That lechayr is a taina keneged the shtar. The shtar is a shtar. If the shtar is makuyim, then how could you taina neged a shtar? Just saying, not never to taina neged a shtar that it was a shtar amano or shtar pasim. The shtar wasn't actually used, or it was shtar pasim just to show that you're rich, and the mail of the shtar is invalidated. Such a taina is not a taina. The shtar automatically says that it's kosher and there was a halva, or in our case, there was a matana. So once we have a kosher shtar, how could he be neman to say that he was a shchimira neged a shtar? The only tzad in the Gemara that the mayor holds the kimaitzi mammon is because you have a chazaka de hashta. Now he's a bori, so then he was a bori then. But otherwise, if not the chazaka de hashta, ketaina that he was a shchivira neged a shtar. Well, why is it different than tining a shtar amona, a shtar pasim? So Bochanan answers, and he says the difference. If you tain a shtar amona, a shtar pasim, you mean mevatel the shtar legamri. You're saying the shtar does not represent the havod all. But when you say shchit mirah ha'yisi, that's not a bittel on the shtar. The shtar is a kosher shtar matana. But you're saying that since you were shchit mirah at the time of the ksivas ha'shtar, at the time of the nesina, so memela it's bottle mitzaracher, because the umdana is that if he only was planning to give away all his nechasim, if Yitaka would die. But if he's aymed, then he's chayzer. So now that he's aymed, now that he's alive, so there's a chazara on the matana. But not that there's a chesor in the etzim ha'shtar. The etzim ha'shtar is taka kosher shtar. It's taka good shtar. Could be mighty mom in be'etzem. It's just that the din of a shchimira is that if he's oimed, that he's chayzer. And mainly you'll be able to taina that you were a shchimira at the time and seen as on the time of the shtar. But Rabbi Chanan remains with the kasha because he asks that although saying you're a shchimira is not directly contradicting the shtar, but you are saying that the shtar was written al tnai. Because the yisoid of matna shchimira is that if he dies michoy lizeh, then it's a matana. And if not, then it's not a matana. How can you be nevet to say there was a tanai? Furthermore, if it was a matna shchimira, then the hakno of matna shchimira is lachamisa. How can you be nevet to say that in this shtar, which is written stam, that the kinyan that the shtar represents is only lachasman, lachamisa. And it's a shtar, something which could be choyzer by. That's also back to saying the shtar is on condition and it was not a normal way that a shtar is written. That is negative, that's some shtar. A shtar is that unconditional matana. There's no tenoyim, and it's definitely not lachamisa. And Machon obliges by its tzarachin. In the etzim svara of Maide b'shtar shekosvoy, ain't tzarach lekaimoy, there's really a lot of Torah in Ksubis, it's not really the place over here in Babaster, but just mention a little bit that the Rishayim ask that why aren't you neman? L'chayr is a migu, or al-kalpan is a pesha aser, or a pesha hitir. So just because you are maide b'shtar, why should it be that then ain't tzarach lekaimoy? The Medayik from the Loshna Rishbam in our Sugya that says, stam shtaris are ksherim. A stam shtaris harim ksherim. Umeil of a shtaris le'nema a pesha aser, a pesha hitir. So Mashman the Rashbam, that there is a stoma, that it's not Nasiv Apostles, which is so powerful that you can't be nem with a migu negated, which is shtikal shver. Why taken not? Every migu is nemon, neged, something which is a stoma. A stoma, a varastam shtar is kosher. But so why should we say that you don't have an ego or pesha aser? So Ritval learns that there's no pesha aser because the whole Yisrael of Kim Shtar is only drabanon, and every shtar is becheskas kosher. So you can't be neman neged a shtar. That's what it means. Ain't tzarach lekaimai. We know that Taisvis in Ksubis and Afyates deals with this issue, and Taisvis says that the reason why Yitaka not neman with the migu is, and migu could have been over Yitayna mezuyev. You could have said it's not a kosher shtar. Is because it's yore litoy mezuyev pen yakishu. He's afraid the Yitayna mezuyev. Maybe he'll be contradicted. They'll be makayim the shtar, and he won't have a migu. And Tais also brings that Rashi's mefarish the tamiz, since min atayir a shtar does not require kiyum, because eidem achasum al shtar is nasa kimishin nechker edus mebezdin, and the rabbanon were the ones that were matzrich kiyum when the loy v'tainas mezuyif, therefore only when he tainas mezuyif do you require kiyum. But other tainas, like tainas perua, you don't need to have kiyum. And the achreinim, Rabbi Chanan, Babasra, and Tov Chavav, and Eben Ozel, and other achreinim, and Mavair, Kavanas HaTaisvis, that the whole din of Kiyim is only Midrabanan, and the din that the Rabbanu matzrich kiyam on a shtar is dafka where you taina beferish mezuyif. Where you say lahedya, it's mezuyif. So then the Rabbanon say, you have a koyach, you vatal the shtar where you taina mezuyif, and now we have to be mekayim the shtar. But calls man, the loiva doesn't taina mezuyif, the shtar is kosher. You don't need the hidah to be mashed the shtar. The shtar itself is kosher on its own. The mail is not shaykh a pesh also a pesh iter, because the aside of pesh also a pesh iter is that you're the one who's creating a shtar, you're shafing a chalais shtar, you're kilbi mekayim the shtar. And mail, if you also say at the same time that it's mezuyif, or the, in our case, you're saying it was a shchimira, and mail, there's no matana, you should be neman, at least you have a migu. On that, the Tosfos is saying that the etzem, there is no migu over here. The etzem, the shtar, doesn't require your kim, and does not require your hidah to be kosher. The shtar is kosher on its own. The din is that if you were tayin a mezuyif, then we would require a kim. So as long as you don't tayin a mezuyif, then it goes back to the status quo. The shtar is be'etzem kosher. Mayde b'shtar shekosvi. It's true, but ain't tzorch lekayim, because be'etzem it doesn't require kim. I wanted to say that you have a migu that you could have tayin in mezuyif. And a chanami, I didn't. And now it starts kosher, but I still have an amonis because I could have tied a mezuyif. And if I would have tied a mezuyif, then it would have been requiring to have a kiyum over here. So the achrenim explained, because that's Tais also about answering that. It's all one teres in Taisus. Tais is saying that the gabi didn't migu for that already. We could say that you're yori to tied a mezuyif because pen yakishu. In other words, Tais is really dealing with both issues. Mitzad the peshos, the peshihitir, Tais is saying that there is no peshos. We don't need you to be mekayim the shtar. Minatar the shtar does not require a kiyum. The Rabban will only matzrich a kiyum when the leiva tainas mezuyif beferish. But since you didn't tain a mezuyif beferish, so we don't require a kiyum and there's no peshos. Ah, you'll say you still have a migu that you could have said mezuyif, and if you would have said mezuyif in that situation, it would require kiyum, and therefore you should be neman to taina, whatever you want to taina now, parati or the shchimira ha'isi, migu that I could have said mezuyif. On that Taisu says that you don't have a good migu that you could have said mezuyif because you're yore to taina mezuyif. You're afraid to say that it was mezuyif pen yachishu. So Taisu really is covering both bases. This is the standard achreinim that in mafarish, the aside of meidish b'shtar shekosvoi, Ein tzorech l'kayma. Now, if we look carefully at our sugya, will come out a very interesting ha'ara. The Gemara continues in this machlokes, if ma'ide b'shtar shekosvei ein tzorech l'kayma, ein tzorech l'kayma. The Gemara asks, v'hefligu bo chada zimna. We already have this machlokes. And the Gemara brings that Gemara in Ksubis, the Brais in Ksubis, the Sanye neman lefoisi, the Rameir, v'chomayim nemanim, in a shtar. Where Edom come and say that they themselves were anusim hayinu, they signed on the shtar, it's their signatures, but they were forced. Do they have a pesha osir, pesha itzer to pass the shtar, or do they not? That's a machlekes Ramei and the Chachamim. On that, the Gemara says that although they do argue somewhere else, but tzricha, because the itzer b'ahiv would only say that machlekes where the Edom themselves are passing the shtar. Bahi Kamri Rabbanan. Over there, the Rabbanan say that the Neman to pass the shtar, Mishum Dalimi, Edim, Amori Shtar. Edim are powerful and able to ruin the shtar. Avalacha hu delav kol kemine. But over here, it's only the loiva, it's only the Makabu Matana. Emoloi, maybe not. Vietim Baha, Baha Kam Rameir, Baha Kemay the Rabbanan. Back and forth. The Rishbam explains that even though in our case, the loiva was Maida Shekosvoi, it's not considered a kiyum because the Eidim themselves are passing the chasima. Eidim are stronger lirurei shtara, and it doesn't help the hidas haloiva. It doesn't help the hidas haloiva. So first of all, we see from this Rishbam that he's mafarish like Rashi and Ksubis that the machlekes Ramei and the Chachamim are talking about in a case where the loiva was Maida Shekosvoi. The loiva agreed that he wrote it. L'chayr l'fi zeh. And the machlekes between Rameh and the Chacham is whether the Edom and Nemanim lepoisloi with the Peshos Peshitir or not. Because they're the one who say, Ksava Yodeinu Huzeh, it's our signatures of Alnus Mayinu. Lefizeh, there's a starke horo, starke kasha, that the Gemara says, Bahi kam Rabbanu mishun Alimi Edom. And Rashbam is saying that Alimi Edom to ruin the shtar, it doesn't help the Edom of the Leiva. Lechayra, what's nafkamina legabi the hoidoas al Leiva, if the Leiva, Edom are passing the shtar or not? We know there's a klal, hoidoas baldin, It's Kamei Edom Dami, it's even stronger than Edom. So why doesn't the Hidonas Aloiva help where Edom are married the Shtar? What does the Gemara mean? That since there are Edom that are saying that the Shtar is not a good Shtar, and they're the ones who themselves are Mekayim the Shtar, if you hold Boyd B'Shtar Shekos V'Tzarch L'Kayim Boyd, so they have a Pesha Osir and the Nema to say that Ksav Yedeinu was there, Avalanu Samayinu. And even though the Loiva is being made that Shekos V'Tzarch and the Chayr is Hidonas Loiva, it still is not going to help as far as Edom are concerned. Edom can still pass the Shtar. What happened to Hidonas Baldin? Kamei Edom Dami. The Chayr is mashma from this Rashbam that is consistent with what he said earlier, that the side of Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoi ain't Tzarch L'Kaimai is because the, not that the Hoidah itself is Poyel the Kiyam Ashtar, it's just that like the Lashon Rashbam that Mistamale Nasle B'Paslus, Mistamale wasn't possible. That means the Hoidah's Baldin really cannot help only Klapi the Shtar as far as anybody else is concerned, only Klapi the Loiva, otherwise it's Chav L'Acherim. And still it helps to make the Shtar. Why? Because since the Loiva was made, the Shtar was written, so Mikoyach, that Mistoma, the Shtar was Bekashris, like the Lashon Rashbam, that he says, that Stam Shtoris, Harei Heim Ksherim, Mitzad that, Chachovim were not Choshes, that the Shtar is not Kosher, and the Din Hashtar is like a Shtar is in Skyim of Bezdin. So that means that it's not really the Hoidah that's being Mekayim the Shtar, it's the fact that Stam Shtaris Harem Ksherim. Lefi Zeh, possibly we could say that since the whole Haidah is only Klape the Loiva, and the only reason why the Haidah's Loiva helps to Mekayim the Shtar is Mitzadis Din Mechudish, that Mistoma it was Behechshar Nasa. So Memele, it's very Geshmak, what the Gemara is saying, that with the Edei Hashtar themselves passel the Shtar by saying Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh Avlanus Mayinu, it would not help the Hidas Haleva to take away any Hashoshas from the Shtar. Because Alimi Edim Le Rui Shtara. So the Gemara is saying that the Hidas Haleva is not the Kiyam of the Shtar. The Kiyam of the Shtar is only because Mistam was Nachse Behechshir. Stam Shtar is Harim Ksherim. Mela, in a case where the Edim themselves are the ones that are saying Avalanus Mayinu, the Edim themselves are saying the Shtar is not Kosher, they would be Nemon. They're stronger, they're able to be ma'ure shtar to ruin the shtar. And that's what the Gemara means in the Tzrichasa, that ours, the Sugi and Baba Basra and Kuf Nun Dalit, is with that, not the Eden themselves saying Avalanus Mayinu. It's only the Mekal Matana that's saying that it was a Shchimira. So if you hold Moed B'Shtar Shekosvay, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai, say he's talking not Nemon to go ahead and passel the Shtar. And the Gemara over there in Ksubis is with Edom. Edom Takav Shtarker and Nemon is to passel the Shtar. This is all, if you'd understand the din of Moed B'Shtar Shekosvay, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai, that it's not Doidoas Haloiva that's being piled anything. It's just that the Shtar itself, Stam Shtar is Harayim Ksher. The Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, Mai Taima. Ine midekulu ksibu kach karav mahalich al regloi b'shuka v'holei kosabu shma min ha-shchimi rahavi adra midekulu ksibu b'kad kotsim ron ba'asei v'holei ksibu shma min ha-bori havi. Abaya is asking on the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon say you have to have Edim that he was a bori in order to say that it's a proper matana and the shtar is kosher? Why don't you go basar hashta? It's chazok in the hashta. Right now he's a bori. So although you don't have any raya to it, but there's a chazaka. The Rajman, the Rabbeinu Yaina, and the Marshal, they all ask that Lechayr, Abaye is not consistent with his opinion, Nafkuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Abaye himself argued on Nafkuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis on Rabbah, and he said that you don't go basa chazaka de hashta. So how could he tie over here and say that you should go basa chazaka de hashta? And he asked, my time with the Rabbanon. What kind of cash is that? Abaye himself holds you don't go basa chazaka de hashta. That was his taina before in Rabbah. Rabbah had said, "Arei meis, arei kivim mechia chalav." And Abaye said, "He brought from Sfina that you say you give him chumei chayim, chumei meisim." And over here also, we should say chaylin, reiv chaylin lechayim. So the Ritva explains that Abaye is asking in order to understand the time of Rabbah. Rabbah holds you go bas chazak at the hashto. So he's asking why over here did the Rabbanon say you have to have a raya beedim? Why don't you say you say mechad chazak at the hashto that if he's a bari now, he probably was a bari at the time of the Matana. Rabbeinu Yoina is miyashiv, and he explains that Abaye is asking that since it doesn't say in the Shtar that it was a shchimira, a stam Matana is a matnas bari. So we made a fakaret over here, the noisage after being a raya that he was a shchimira in order to be mivatal the Shtar. And why did Rabban hold that the Baal HaShtar has to bring Eden that he was a bari in order to be moitzi? A stam Shtar is a Shtar of a matnas bari, unless the noisin can prove that he was a shchimira.
The Marsha says, Pashit. The Marsha says that it's not a sushtalt of the earlier Gemara. Because before Abai said, you don't go basa chazak in the hashtag, because Abai was tining, there's a roiv choylin l'chaim. Most sick people get better. But over here, there's no roiv. There's no roiv. In other words, Marsha understood in Abai before that batsim, you should go basa chazak in the hashtag. Because meis v'kivri mechiyach alov. But Abai's taina was that since roiv choylin l'chaim, so that's seisa the chazaka the hashtag. And you can't say that he was definitely a shchimira, because a shchimira gets better. Roiv chen l'chaim. But over here, we're saying fakarat. Over here, we're not claiming that it was a shchimira. We're claiming that it's a bari. And you want to prove that it's a bari mitzad a chazok in the hashta. On that, l'chair, you have a good taina. It is a chazok in the hashta. There's no roiv fakarat. There's no roiv chen l'chaim that contradicts that. Before then, he was tiny, that's a shchimira, kazahari meis v'kivri mechiyach alov. So Rabbi said, it must have been a good matana, it was a shchimira, so Abai tainit. No, that's no, the chazok dash not a rai, roiv choylin l'chaim. But over here, it's fakert. Over here, the person's a bari. So there's a chazok dash, it's taka a good chazok dash. There's no roiv that goes nega the chazok. So Mela, Abai is taka not a stira to what he said earlier. He was only arguing earlier, mitzad the roiv that can nega the chazok. Roiv choylin l'chaim. Over here, we don't have that. Since we're discussing a bari, so Avadi, you would go basa the chazaka the hashta. Nachar, and the Gemara further, the Gemara says, a plukta Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Raya Beid, and Rabbi Shimon Lokshim Raya Bekiyam Ashtar. And then the Gemara asks Akasha, Ace Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon Lokish, from the story of Bnei Brak. Somebody sold Nechasim, Nechse Ovin, and then he died. And the Bnei Meshbacha came to Ma'ara on the Matana, and they said that he was a cotton hoya bishas misa. He was a cotton at the time of his death, and he wasn't able to be make a proper mechira. And they asked Rabbi Kiva what to do. Here, L'chayr, Rabbi Shaila, what is it going to help us that he was, you're going to go ahead and he tiny that he's a cotton shas mechira, he wasn't able to, he's cotton on time of the mitzvah, he wasn't able to snake a mechira. And Rabbi Kiva had a nidain, it should we be baidik a manav? Shalos Rabbi Kiva, ma'ala baidik, ayam lehem yatar ashayin le'navloi, first of all, you can't be manavl the mace, and also simon masuyin l'shtanis la'achamisa. L'chayra, it's shver, because he didn't sell the nechassim the second that he died, the second before he died. So let's say you're going to make a bedika. And let's say you find that he's taken now a gadol. But why is that a rai that he was a gadol b'shas the mechira? It's not a rai he was a gadol earlier. So here we find, Bemis in the Ritva, two girsois na gemara. One girs in the gemara was that he was a katan b'zmana mechira. That means they tied that he was machar umes miyad. So it means immediately after the Mechira, he died. So if you could prove now that he was a gadol when he's dead, so he must have been a gadol right before. So another gear said that he was Chikotanoya Bishas Misa. And the fee that gear, so that we say, Machar Nichsi Av Vumeis, is talking about even if he died later, but he was a cotton Bishas Misa. So Kolshke and Bishas the Mechira was a cotton. But Al Kapanim, Lachar, you have to say that the Taina was that he was the Mechira was Ramesh right before he died, or we know for sure that he was a cotton at the time of the Mechira. And on that, the Bedika would help, because the Bedika says that he was a gadol, you see that he's a gadol, and he must have been a gadol earlier. Lamai says, what did Rav Kiva say? Rav Kiva says, you can't be baidik. First of all, you cannot be menavel the mace. And also, simonim asuyin l'shtanais l'achamisa. Simonim changed l'achamisa. In the Tshuvas HaRosh, in Klala Megimel, is medayim from the Gemara, that it's mashma that michaim, you could be samech on the Bedika. It's only l'achamisa can be samech on the Bedika. But Mechaim, you can be samech on the Bedika. And if you find simonim, there'll be a raya that he was a gadol. And the male, the mechira, is a good mechira. L'chayra, it's shver, then why aren't you choshish that maybe the simonim came only later, not earlier, not at the time of the mechira. In other words, you buy the kim on a Tuesday, and you see that he has simonim. But the mechira was on a Monday. The mechira was earlier, a week before. Who said he was a gadol at the time of the mechira? Elamai, it's a raya that we say, that since right now we find simonim, it's a raya that he was a gadol mafreya from the time that he was a giyah lechlal shonim. As soon as he was the right age, he must have been a gadol, because if he wasn't a gadol, then we wouldn't have a raya from the fact that we see simonim later. The simonim later is a raya that earlier also he was a proper gadol. And the Shmaitz explains that it helps the mafreya, because since there is a roiv, children that are giyah lechlal shonim have simonim, so we can assume that he was taka gadol at the time. We didn't weren't biting him, so we don't know for sure, but if you're biting him a little bit later, then that's a igloy in Milsil Mafreya, the mistama he was from that roiv that had simonim at the time of shanim, a time when they became gedolim. So l'chayra, l'fidus Tshuvas HaRosh, it comes out that if you're biting and you see simonim, we assume that simonim were there at the time of gadlus. Zok the Shmaitza, that in Shmaitza, Perek Tes Zayin, so to Shmaitza, that L'chay, we see that now Sugi, that the Ramban argues. Because the Ramban, Bavor Zashai, we had asked just before, that what is it going to help you to be Baidig Lacha Misa? And you see that he's a Gadol, but maybe at the time in the Mechiri was a Katan. The Zokter Ramban, that it must have been that the Mechira was Samach L'Misasa. It was Mamish right before he died. Like one of the Gersois of Ritva, that it must be that the Mechira took place immediately before he died. Because if he lived, if he was Chai after the Mechira, so it wouldn't help a Bedika of the Lekuchais on the mace, on the child. Because even if you find right now the Simonim, and maybe the Simonim came, Lacha Mechira. Zokter Shmaitza, L'Chai, you see from the Ramban, that if you find Simonim, it's not a Raya, that it was a Godel Mafreya Bishas, Bishas Shonim, when he was a Gil Chlal Shonim, you're not machzikim him to be a Godel Mafreya. Because if you would, so then now that you find Simonim, so you know that it was a Godel Bishas Shonim, and Izicha sold it, Lacha Higil Chlal Shonim. So why do you have to say that the Misa was immediately after the Mechira? It's Mash from the Ramban that it's only a Raya for the Simonim, only a Raya for then, not earlier. And the Mela, the Ramban had to say that the Pshat in the Gemara, why the Simonim, if you would be able to be Baidik, it would be a Raya, that it was a Gadol, it's only because the Mechira was right before the Misa. L'chay, l'fi the Rosh, you don't have to say that. L'fi the Rosh, as long as you find Simonim, it's a Raya that he's from the Ravis. And the most people that take when they Megil, Chlal Shom, they also have Simonim. Ruki Veger and Tshuva Zayin says it's not so pashit. It's not muchach that the Rosh and the Ramban argue. Because could be only to be mitzi mamain, the Ramban says it doesn't help a migal lemafreyu. We find Simonim lachamisa, it's not a right, and we know that he didn't die immediately after the Mechira, so maybe at the time of the Mechira was still a katan. There's no rai lemafreyu. Because you want to be mitzi mamain, you can't be mitzi mamain. But the Gabi Yisura would help lemafreyu. So therefore, in a normal case, he agrees to the Rosh, that if you find Simonim, we assume that he was a Gadol at the time of Igiel Echlal Shanim, when he reached the age, the right age. No, because Rav children, when they reach the age of Gadolus, they bring Simonim too, and they're definitely considered Gadolim. We weren't Baidik, but if we Baidik later, we say he probably was a Gadol at the time of when he was Igiel Echlal Shanim. But to be Maitzi Mamun, you can't be Maitzi Mamun. The Kevega also, in the same tshuva, says that really there's no Ramban, there's no Rai Bechlal, for another reason that the Ramban argues in the Rosh. Because you could say that the Ramban learned like Tosfos, that it's talking about that he was Magil Echlal Shonim, but they were Baidik him and at that time, and he did not have Simonim. So if at the time that he was Egil Echlal Shonim, he was Nivdak and did not have Simonim, so later when you find Simonim, you can't say he's a Gadol Mafreya, because you know that at the time he was Egil Echlal Shonim, he did not have Simonim. So then it's v'chlal not a steer to the Rosh. In other words, the Rosh is talking about a case where a stam child becomes a gadol, as a gil, chlal shanim, becomes 13 years old. We don't know if he has simonim of gadlus or not. So when you bite him a few weeks later, and you see that he has simonim of gadlus, so you say that mestam he had simonim at the time when he's gil, chlal shanim, like when the Megil Chal Shonim also have Simonim. And it could be that the Ramban held that, like the Rosh, that Taka would help even to be Mighty Mammon. Not Kivega's Tainis in the first Teretz. It would help to be Mighty Mammon. But the Kivega's Taining, that the Ramban in our Sugi is talking about, that you abided him at the time that he was a Gil Chal Shonim, and he did not have Simonim. So now later on, when you buy it and you see Simonim, it's not, I can't say to my friend that he had Simonim from the time that he was a Gadol, because at the time that he was a Gadol, you know he did not have Simonim. So you're relying only on the Simonim to have Godless. So for that, how do you know when he had the Simonim, when he's a Gadol? You can't go back Lemafreya. And therefore the Ramban was forced to say in our sugi that the reason why the Bedika would help is only because the Mechira took place right before he died. And if he became a Gadol, if you see there's a Gadol Achamisa, so then we know for sure he was a Gadol right before at the time of the Mechira. Now, Be'emes, it says, V'oid simonim asuin l'shtanis l'achamisa. So again, the same diak we had said before, V'chana makes the diak, that's mashmele mechaim yisayim v'chana bedika. That you don't find simonim. In other words, that you say the reason why you're saying the bedika doesn't work, because simonim is asuin l'shtanis l'achamisa. So if you don't find simonim l'achamisa, so you take say that he was not a gadol. So mechaim also, if you make a bedik, you don't find simonim. This is the exact opposite we're talking about till now. We're talking now, if you don't find simonim, we'll say that he's taken not a gadol. But there's a chazaka. Then Aidim Chaisman Elm Kinasa Begadol. Aidim will not sign unless the transaction was done with a gadol. So Lechayri should say that there might have been simonim there. And now they don't find simonim because they fell out. So because otherwise you're proving from the fact that there are no simanim now that he saw, that the Edom signed on the star that the cotton wrote, and the cotton, they didn't make sure to say that he's to see that he's a gadol. That's not mistaver. There's a chazaka, not like that. The chazaka Edom chesma elkinas begadol. So B'chon has to answer and say that it's not true to say that the simanim fell out is not shchiach. It's not shchiach. Others say it is shchiach to be noshu. So since it's not shchiach to be noshu, so if you take it, don't find simanim, so you'll say that they never had the simanim. Now, Bemis also, you have to speak out that how could the, what's the tzad to say that there are simanim? The tzad is that he says, Einatum Shem Navli, he says, simanim asuin l'shtanis lachamisa. What's Bechlal the tzad to say is the shtanis lachamisa? I mean, that means there were no simanim and now there are simanim. How does simanim come lachamisa? And if there were no simanim there at the time of the death, so how could you say the simanim came after death? So the Bach says that's not shver. He says v'li nira l'mayishim afursim shasaris yarichu l'achamisa bekever. Saris get longer l'achamisa bekever. So then he could say that b'shasmisa they weren't simanim and they were simanim afterwards. So it's not a raya. So the moed masuyin l'shtanes l'achamisa. It goes both ways l'chayra. Al kaponim, in summary, we really have two ways of understanding the Gemara. We can understand the Gemara that we're forced to say that the Mechira of this Katan took place right before Misa, and therefore the Gemara understood that if we'll be able to be Baidikim Lacha Misa and see that he's a Gadol, we would know that he's a Gadol at the time of the transaction, but otherwise we would not be able to say L'mafrei that he's a Gadol. And then if that's the Pshat and the Ramban, so then the Taka argues with the Rosh, because the Rosh held that if you see that there are simanim now, we're machzik that he had simanim at the time of his Egiya Lechlal Shanim. And the second way to the Gemara is, Rikivega says, is that no, it's not Machlekes Bechlal, the Rosh and the Ramban, and they both agree, and the Sugya is talking about that you abided him at the time of Egiya Lechlal Shanim, and Itaka did not have simanim. So then later, the simanim could only be a Raya if the Mechiro took place right before he died. But in a regular case where you were not baidik at all, which the Rosh is discussing, so then when you find simanim, that's Taka's sign that it was a godly mishash agil lechlal mishanim. And the opposite we learned also from Rabbi Chanan, that if you Taka don't find simanim, then we assume that he was not a godl, and we don't say that it was noshu. So both ways. In a norm, we come out that if you find simanim, except if you learn the Rabban argues in the Rosh, but Pashtus, like the Shuvas Rosh, if you find simanim, we assume that it was a gadol from the time of the Gil Chlal Shanim. And if you don't find simanim, then you assume that it was not a gadol, and you don't say that they were, and that they fell out. And we Gemara's Lamaisa saying that there's no raya from the Badika Lachamisa because simanim asuin l'shtanis, and that means that it's inconclusive both ways. It could be they fell out, there's no raya, it could be they were there, it could be fakir, they were not there, and now that they look like they're there, it's not a sign, not a raya, bechlal, that they have simanim. Now, Tosfos asks a gvaldik kasha, that we know that there's a klal, that a cotton that is gil, a klal shnoisav, it's a normal age, does not need Badika. Why does it need Badika? So everybody knows there's a famous call, Chazaka de Rabba, Chazaka de Rava, that if Katan is a Gil Echlal Shanim, then he also has Simanim. Yeah, it's Mustama, both come together. And that's like, we even said in the Korah of the Chuvah Sarosh, we said that at least it's arrived to say that if you find Simanim now, so then Mustama, there was always Simanim there at the time of the Godless. That's a warning more needed. This Chazaka is called the Chazaka de Rava. Chazaka is when we hear Simanim. So Taisa asks that once it was Gil Echlal Shanim, why don't you go with that Chazaka? If he was a Gil Echlal Shanim, Mustami was he also had Simanim. So what's the whole need in the Gemara? So Mustami, if he's that age, Mustami was a Godel and he was able to sell. How could they taina the Mishpach come in taina that cut noya b'shas misa? We know that he was a Godel b'shanim. That's not the Shaila. So if he's a Godel b'shanim, Mustami has Simanim. What's b'chal the whole Gemara? Rekiva was mitsiachis to the kasha. Rekiva said that you can't be manavolim, you can't check it, you can't check, and it's Simanim asun l'shtanis. But it seems like he wouldn't go with the Chazaka. So the play Yeshua and others, Mishleim, others, they bring the Nayyidah's Kasha. Nayyidah asks that look, this whole Chazaka, it's Mavur Nigmar Nida, that only helps Legabi Miun and not Legabi Chalitza. What does that mean? It helps Legabi Miun, which is in the Rabbanan, but it doesn't help Legabi Chalitza, which is in the Raisa. That means even the whole chazaka de rava that a katan gei lechlal shanim, we assume that he has simanim, is not going to help him. He might see mamon. So what's bechlal Tais's kasha? Tais asking a gvaldik kasha tmiya. Everybody knows the famous chazaka de rava that a child that's a gei lechlal shanim is for sure has simanim. Yes, for sure has simanim. What's the whole need? What's the whole shachvatay of the gemara and all the bedika? What was the question to Rabbi Kiva? Frank the lady Yehuda, it's pashat because that chazaka de rava can't be might see mamon. Chazaka de rava only helps for drabanans. It doesn't help for the Iraisa. So how could it help over here? You might see moment. Now, Emes, the Rosh in the Shittim Kubet says, Takas Miyashu, Tesis Kash like that. It says, Mavur Nigmar Nida, the Chazak of Rav only helps the Gabi Miun, it doesn't help the Gabi Chalitza, and Koshken won't help to be Maitzi Mamet. So, Mel, Tais doesn't have a Kasha Bechlau. Tais doesn't, the Chazak of the Rav is not strong enough to be Maitzi Mamet. But now, the Yehuda, we find other Terutzim in the Achrainim to this Kasha. Very interesting terutzim to miyashet this kasha. The Navi Yehuda answers that the chazaka of Rava is taka chazaka kemura to be mighty moment also. And that's Tesis kasha by us. Aye, what does he do with the Gemara Nida? Some fair Gemara doesn't help for chalitza. So the Navi Yehuda is machadish that pshatni Gemara Nida, that you can't be seimich on chazaka de Rava to say that it's a godel that should help his chalitza is because it's a milsa de equilibrure. It's something which you could verify. Go check it out. And something which is equilibrure, you can't be seimich on chazaka. Mashen ken in our sugya, and Rabbasud of Kuf Nun Dalid, where the child died, the one who is claiming is a cotton is not alive anymore, you can't be baidik him. So if you can't be baidik him, it's a milsa de equilibrure. If it's a milsa de equilibrure, you say mech on chazaka. And that was Tesis Kasha, that what do you have to say, he's a cotton, if he's gil chlal shnei something, what says in need, enough mem chesik. Ketanish, a gil chlal shnei seh, ain't a tzricha bedika, it's chazaka evia simonim, and that's enough to be mighty mom, you could be mighty mom without chazaka. It's only with shakti mevar, you have to be mevar. That's one malach in the Nei Yehuda. Now this is another malach to answer Tesis Kasha, to explain Tesis Kasha, that chazaka de rava, with its tziruf, of chazaka that edim and not chesmin on elam kenasim de gadol, that should help him might see moment. In other words, enoch enami. From the Gemara, maybe we won't say this chiddush that the chazaka de rava is strong enough to be might see moment. But even if it's not strong enough on its own to be might see moment, but with a combination of a chazaka that edim wouldn't sign on the shtar unless it was nasa begadol, unless the one in question who's being makne is a gadol verifying it at least. That together, that should be enough to be mighty moment. You have the chazaka of ein edim chesmen al shtar elam kenas begadol. Edim will not sign unless the shtar was done with a gadol. And also, there's a chazaka de rava, like Tesis quotes in the Gemara Nida, that if egiel chlal shnei seo, ein otzricha bedika. So mel betzir of those two chazakas, it's enough to be mighty moment. That was Tesis kasha. Then chazaka de rava, the mustam evi simon shegi azman, together with this chazaka is enough to be mighty moment. The Chazanish says another teretz to Tesis Kasha. He says, he's mitzaret that Tesis Kasha like this, again, to be mazmer Tesis Kasha, that since now we find Simonim, we find Gumas, we find Simonim, so what if to be Chosh, the Gumas came later? There's a Chazaka de Hashta, which mitzaret for the Chazaka de Rava. And that's enough to make Simonim. In other words, the Chazaka de Rava alone, that he's a Gil Echlal Shonim, and then we can assume that he had Simonim, Efshut Takanat, would not be strong with Yimaitzi Momin. You see, you're not Chazaka in order to do a Chalitza. You can't say it's a Gadol. You can't say the Ketan is a Kedela. You can't say you can't do Chalitza. But if you see now Simonim, so that should be Mitztarif. There's Chazaka de Hashta, he always had Simonim. So even if that alone maybe is not strong as you might see Simonim, but together you see the Simonim right now, and there's a Chazaka of Rava that Mustami had the Simonim earlier, so the Chazaka the Hashta Mitzirv, the Chazaka of Rava, that should be Mitzariv in order to be combined to have a Koyach to be might see Simonim. And but you're not being same with the Chazaka the Rava alone. And others say, a fourth Malach, some say, that Tosis is that chazaka of the Rava is a taka chazaka gemura. It's taka chazaka gemura. But it's the whole din that you not can't be soymen gabi chalitza, gabi isa de raisa gabi chalitza, is only a chumri drabanan. It's not a mikra din. Mikra din, the gemara doesn't mean to say that mikra din, you can't be soymen chazaka. You can be soymen chazaka mikra din. It's a chazaka. Chazaka is stronger than what it's a fact. The cotton shagil chalal shneisav is a vada, also maybe simonim. So what's my chalitza? That's a chumri drabanan. But over here, the gabi mamon, they're not going to be machmir. In summary, we find four mahalchim to answer Tosfos, to explain Tosfos Kasha, why we could be Samech on the Chazaka, the Rava, even though the Gemara Nida says that we can't be Samech on it, Legabi Chalitza. Either it's a strong enough Chazaka to be Maitzi Mamain, the Chalitza is different because it's Ikel Levruri, Milsen Ikel Levruri, you're not Samech on Chazaka, the first Mahalach Neid of Yehuda. Or Tosfos Kasha was because the Yimitzar of the Chazaka, the Rava, together with the Chazaka, made Einim Chesim in Elam Kenasa Begado, like the second Mahalach of Neid of Yehuda. Or the way the Chazanish understood it, that the Chazaka, the Hashta, which is Misayeya, the Chazaka, the Rava, or like other Achrayim understood it, that it, the whole Gemara in Nida that says, L'gabi Chalitzi, Nakim Yisrael, Chazaka is only a Chumid Rabbana. While Kalpanim Taisvis answers his Kasha, and Taisvis says that we're talking about that you checked before the Mechira to see if he has Simonim, and he didn't have Simonim. He was a Gila Klal Shneisav, and he did not have Simonim godless. Oh, we have a real Suffolk. Maybe Taka, he never got to Simonim. And that's why the question came to Rabbi Kiva, and they had to go ahead and Mimavar. The Mashal explains Tosfos that Kaidim the Mechir begat Lusay, they were Baidik, they didn't find Simonim. And you have to say, Dr. Mashal, that the Mechir was Samach Misase, was right next to the Misa. Because if he lived after the Mechira, then it wouldn't be arrived from the Bedika of the dead boy after the Lachamisa, because could be, even if you find Simonim, maybe the Simonim came after the Mechira. From Shas the Mechira, there was no Simonim. Now, the Chari, this is Mamish Tim, is what we said earlier in the Machlaikis, or possible Machlaikis between the Ramban and the Rosh. Because we said that you can only, even the Rosh, then Chuvis the Rosh that says that if you find Simonim now, it can be Seimech, that the Simonim were there earlier. B'shas, Yigil, Echlal, Shonim, that's only if there was no Bedika earlier. But if there was a Bedika earlier, then you know for sure that at the time when he was 13, Yigil, Echlal, Shonim, he did not yet have Simonim. So then you can't go back to Mafreya. If you can't go back to Mafreya, you're forced to say the Pshat now Gemara, why the Bedika Lachamisa would help, is because the Misa was Miyad Lachra Mechira. Again, it comes out, again, we said that according to the Tshuvas Rosh, that whenever you see Simonim now, we say in Mafreya, there was Simonim Mishas Yigil Echlal Shonim, when the child became a Gadol, so then we didn't have to say that the Mechira was right before the Misa, because if you find Simonim, Lacha Misa, so Mustam and Simonim were there earlier, and when were they? From the time of the Yigil Echlal Shonim, the time when it was a Gadol. And for Ketel, we're learning now the whole time, there's even Tosfos Kasha, a Tzirif of Hazaka de Rava, that he probably had the Simonim Mishas, it was a Gadol. So Avadi would say goes back to Mafreya. But now the Tosfos Mechadish, in order to answer his question, why you don't go Mas Chazaka de Rava, that you were Baidik this Katan, you were Baidik him when he was Gila Chlal Shonim, and he did not have Simonim. So once that's established, he did not have Simonim. So finding Simonim now, Lachamisa, Zicha is not going to say, you go back to Mafreya, that at the time he was a Gila Chlal Shonim, when he was 13, he really had Simonim, because we know he didn't. So we know he didn't, he can't go back to Mafreya. Oye Bazay, it's Takashred and Amban's Kasha, Yishenim's Kasha, that what is it going to help the Bedika Lachamisa? Maybe, even if you find it as a Gadol, maybe it only became a Gadol after the Mechira, and therefore the Mashal is forced to say, Pshat and Tosfos, that Tosfos has to be learning that the Mechira took place, Samuch L'Misase, right before he died, and therefore if you find Simonim Lachamisa, even though it's, of course, if he Tosfos, it's not going to be a Raila Mafreya, that it was a Gadol at the time of Igiel L'Chlal Shonim, because we know he wasn't. He made a Bedik and he wasn't, but it'll be a Raya that he was a Gadol at the time of the Mechira, because the Mechira was right before the Misa. And Noch HaShtikl, in this sugya, is that Tosfos asks later, when the Gemara continues in Kufnun Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Bishlem l'didid, amin raya be'edim, I say that you need a raya be'edim, so once l'kuche say, I see edim, l'yashku, that's what he told him, what about the whole bedika? But if you say, raya be'kir mashtar, what do you need? A bedika, just be mekayim the shtar. Just be mekayim the shtar. Now, what does it mean, just be mekayim the shtar? So the Rishbam speaks out, umistoma in edim chesmel hashtar elam kenasim begadol. Mistoma, the edim would not sign on the shtar unless it's a gadol. Kiyum hashtar is not, what does kiyum hashtar help us? Over here we have a problem. What's the whole nidin of the sugya? Was he a katan or was he a gadol at the time of the mechira? Rabbi Kiyum hashtar is only because you hold, like Rav Nosson, go basa chazaka da hashta, that if he's a bari, Mistama is a bari the whole time. But over here, what's no shaychus? Over here, the nidin is, was he a katan, was he a gadol? The Bem is Teis asked the kasha. Teis asks that what's the Gemara saying, just being a raiva ki mashtar, raiva ki mashtar is only going to help us where now he's a bari, so we go bas a chazok at ashti. Still, it was a bari at the time of the nesina, and the mela, if the shtar is a kasher, a shtar, he can be mighty mamun. But over here, it's not the nidin is something else. The nidin is whether he was a katan at the time of the mechiro, he's a gadol. If he's a katan, then it's not going to help us to have a kasher, a shtar, it's not going to help us a chazok at ashti. So the chayyur, what's the teretz? So Taisa answers that over here there is a chazaka because ein edim chaysel hashtar el kinasa begadol. The edim would not sign a shtar unless for sure he was a gadol. That will help like the chazaka of the chazaka the hashtar. The chayyur, the Rashbam is mamish bavoning Taisa's kasha. Rashbam is mamish saying the same thing that the reason why a raya bekiyam a shtar would help is because the chazaka then ein edim chaysel hashtar edim would not sign the shtar unless it was Nase Begodel. And that alone is a good starke chazaka, and really that's going to tell us that the stars, that there was a real matana, and really it can be mitzi moment. The Ritva says over here that since it was Neskai Mashtar, we were Mekmina Mashtar Bechazkosei, and Mekmina Gavra Chazkosei. And the Gavra is also a chazaka, and a person wants to be vatal, it's all of a riot to say you don't go bas chazaka nimayna. What does Ritva mean? Ritva means that a reis which we don't see in Amechazkinon. So the mice over here, we have a kosher shtar, and the gavra is kosher chazok enam chesel shtar el kenas begado. So it's enough to be mighty mammon. You don't clear any sveikis, and that's what it means. That's equivalent to going baser chazok the hasht. Now, on the end of the what taka ended up happening with the Rekiva's shayla, Rekiva said you can't go ahead and manavel the mace. Since you can't go ahead and manavel the mace, we can't be by the glacha misa, and therefore we have to leave it as is. The Gemara asks that the lekuchas say back that the lekuchas are the one who's being ma'ar. The Gemara changed switched around, said the lekuchas are the one being ma'ar. So why were they quiet? Why can they say linvav linvav? Why can they say we don't mind that you're going ahead and manavel the mace? We need to find out if it's he was a gadol or a katan. We're going to lose out over here. You're talking about the lekuchas and not the nisayim. So they want to know. They want to find out, and they want to know if they're losing out or not losing out. And what about the busha for the mace? So the Rishbam speaks out that we're not chayshish for the busha because we have a tremendous loss. So it's mashma al speseda de lekuchas. You're talking not chayshish for nivel ames. That's the pasha sa gemara. You're not speseda lekuchas. The loss of the buyer, so we're not going to be chayshish for the nivel ames. The Chasam Sefer speaks out that avad al hefsed zuze. You have no right to even novel the mace. You have no right to go out and you take the dead body out of the kever just because you want to find out if it was a gadol or katan to make sure it was the mechir, not a mechir. Said lekuch shen lose. That's not a really good enough cheshbon over here. But they themselves are nichalei. They don't. The dead person himself is nich. He doesn't want that hefsed should come through him. He should have an einish. So therefore, it's nichalei to linvel in order to be nitzel from ein sheshamayim. He doesn't want that because of him, his mechir is goyrim a loss for the lekuchas. So therefore, since it's nichalei, so we go ahead and we manavel the mace because the benefit over here for the mace itself. The Teres Chaim says lecheretz mashin derishbam that the lekuchas were losing the money that they pay for the karka. And that's the whole cheshbon over here, why the lekuchas say linvav linvav, because we're losing out. We gave money, and we're not going to get it back, so let's find out if we Taka deserve to lose that money or not by checking out if it was a katan or a gadol, and the only way to do that is by the menavel the mace. And why can't the kuchas get back the money that they paid? Why don't they get it back? So the Teres Chaim says that really the kuchas will get back the money. They won't lose out. But since they wanted the chasim and they paid for it money, so they could tie linval linval because they wanted a chasim. So you see an extra chiddush here. You see that even to get the chasim, it's not a monetary loss. It's just to get the chasim themselves is they have a right to go ahead and say that to minaval the mace. It's a tie to minaval the mace. Why the kraven themselves are usher? That seems like only the lekuchas had the right, but the kraven not. So the shidin gemetz bring shem teisa rosh. That's only the fnim mishur zadin. So fnim mishur zadin, they don't have, they're usher. But the lekuchas, they gave money, they don't have to be mevater. I mean, so the chilk is not really a kraven or not. It's really totally if there's a hefsin mammon or not. The kraven, there's no hefsin mammon, just a mini of revach, they're not, so they're not going to do it. They're not going to be novel it. But the Kuchas, the Hefsin Mamon, they all let him Navel. But what we're learning now is not really a Hefsin Mamon for the Kuchas. It's just a Hefsin Mitzad the Nechasim. Not getting the Nechasim, that itself is considered a loss. Legabi the Halacha, that they have right to him Navel. The Pnei Shleima says that since the cotton that was Machar was mace, so you can't collect from the Yarshim Taka. Because the money that was the Kuchas gave is like a Milva Peh. And Rekiva Shita is Shabbat is Lav Deiraisa, and Milva Peh is not given to Yarshim. So if he's there, it's taka real loss. It's not just a loss that you don't get the nechassim that you paid for. It's a loss, a monetary loss. You're taka losing money. You're taka losing money, so it makes sense that for the lekuchais, we could tie and we could say, lindvul v'lindvul. We should novel the mace. Wash that, taka have a real hefsin mammon. That's not a cheshbon. To have real hefsin mammon, you can't expect that they should endure such hefsin mammon, even at the expense of a nivul hamace. One final ha'ara is we mentioned previously from Taisvis that a chazaka she'ena edim choismen al ashtar el elim kenas v'godol helps like a chazaka dahashta in order to imayt zimamin. Now in truth, there is a chilik between them because a chazaka dahashta is a chazaka of din. That means there's a din chazaka. Whatever is now, always was. A chazaka de'ena edim choismen al ashtar Elim kenasi begadol is a chazaka that's not gebayt, not based on a din. That's a chazaka of a svara. A svara probably will not sign, allow him to sign a shtar. He won't sign on a shtar unless they know that the one who's being nice in is a gadol. So the achrayim speak out that lachray have to say in Taisvis that Tais is making a dimyan ba'alma. That means that just like a chazaka the hashta, which is gebayt, which is based on a din chazaka, is strong enough and to be able to be mitzi mamon, even though we know the klal and shas is that a cheskas mamon is usually stronger, a mitzi mechaveh al v'raya, we still say that a chazaka de hashta is strong enough to be mitzi mamon. So too a chazaka that ain't a edim chesmen al shtar elam kenase v'godol hagam, that this chazaka is only based on a svara, is also olim tvei and it helps to be able to be mitzi mamon. But the Zohar remains that Lefit second teretz of Tosfos earlier that said the machlekes abayin rava is whether chazaka dehashta helps the mitzi mamain. So we can understand Tosfos dimin over here also. That's good for the nidin of chazaka dehashta can be mitzi mamain. But Lefit Tosfos first teretz that there's a machlekes if you go baser chazaka dehashta or not. So what's Tosfos tushtal over here? Even if you're going to say that you don't go basa chazaka de hashta, but maybe a chazaka she'enu edim chesmen al ashtar, elm kinas begodel, is stronger, and that helps to be mitzi mamin, because it's not exactly the same. It's only a dimyan ba'alma between the two chazakas. This remains a shtikel ha'ara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.